Amazon is doing some soul searching about its corporate culture after an article painted a picture of a bruising workplace. From New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The stock market these days is a bit like the badly written first line to a mystery. It was quiet, too quiet. In what should be the August doldrums, Prudential financial analyst Quincy Crosby is keeping a close watch.
When volume is light, meaning not a lot of buying and selling in the market, it doesn't take much to move the market in one direction or another. A light volume market is a market that can be moved, whipsawed. And right now, everyone is paying attention to how the Federal Reserve views each data release. And we want to know, when Janet Yellen wakes up, how does she view the data that's just been released? Which today was the New York Fed survey on manufacturing in New York State. And it wasn't good, David. It wasn't good.
Yeah, I was just looking through that data for the Empire State Manufacturing Index. It was actually the most contraction since the Great Recession.
Exactly. And it's well below the estimates that came in from analysts. The only positive part is that they looked at the future in a much more positive light. They thought business conditions would pick up. And normally, you know, when things are going well, you know, everyone says, oh, it's just New York. But now every data release matters. We want to know what's going on in this economy, and is it turning around? Is it slowing more than we had expected?
Quincy Crosby at Prudential Financial, thank you.
Thank you so much.
The online retailer and cloud computing company Amazon is a tough place to work, according to a published report this weekend that's getting attention. The New York Times piece looked inside Amazon and found what was described as an intense workplace where email responses were required at all hours with little tolerance for people with life emergencies such as illness. Thomas Cohan, an expert on industrial relations, work, and employment at MIT, thinks a lot about matters of workplace culture. Professor, good morning.
Good morning, David.
So did you see this Times piece over the weekend? And part of what is described at Amazon is a workplace where, for instance, employees are at the electronic beck and call of their bosses at seemingly all times. Isn't that just good management?
This is a culture that has thrived on hard work, on innovation, on challenge. And that's all really motivating and has been very successful. But sometimes a strong culture like that goes too far, and that's essentially what I think you're seeing at Amazon, where anything goes to pressure employees to respond to somebody's whim at the moment.
The Times piece also suggests that Amazon employees are encouraged to tattle to the higher-ups if they think someone's performance isn't up to snuff. I mean, from your perspective at MIT, I mean, is that good or bad?
Well, that creates a workforce that doesn't trust each other. It creates an environment where everyone's going to be cautious in doing just what Jeff Bezos says he wants, and that is people challenging each other, disagreeing, respectfully disagreeing, but having a culture where you can disagree and then continue to work as a team. So it defies all of those principles if you're going to have people blaming.
Did you read this thinking this is an Amazon-only phenomenon?
Oh, it's not an Amazon-only phenomenon. We saw the same thing years ago at People Express, where the CEO and the founder felt because he worked, you know, thousands of hours, everyone else should enjoy working thousands of hours. And he drove for growth way beyond the capacity of the organization to survive, and eventually it failed because it went beyond its limits. CEOs and founders need to know when they are pushing people based on their ego and their lifestyle and their work styles beyond the limits of what a large population of talented people can withstand.
Thomas Cohan is a professor of industrial relations, work, and employment at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Professor, thank you.
Thank you, David. Have a good day.
The tech publication The Verge got a hold of a memo that Amazon CEO Bezos sent to his staff in reaction to that Times piece. Bezos wrote that he doesn't recognize this portrait of his company, depicting it as soulless and dystopian. He sees it as a caring company, and he encouraged people to report to him or HR if they see this kind of uncaring behavior. Taylor Swift's world tour is underway, which will pour tens of millions more into a concert industry that is booming. With more than $1.4 billion earned so far this year, performers old and new are cashing in, Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
Of the year's top five grossing acts in North America, the youngest is Kenny Chesney, and he got started more than two decades ago. Gary Bongiovanni runs Polestar, which tracks concert revenue.
We've tended to rely on acts like the Stones and Fleetwood Mac, kind of evergreen attractions that could fill arenas without having a new album.
His numbers show the Rolling Stones on top, earning $80 million. Overall, average ticket prices are at an all-time high of $76. That's a sign bands and promoters are using big data to price smarter, scooping up money that used to go to scalpers.
A lot of the guesswork is being taken out of the industry, and it's creating great new revenue opportunities.
Rich Tulo tracks the entertainment business at Albert Fried & Company. He's watching the growth of festivals among younger fans.
The festival is a reflection of how the millennial consumes music.
They're used to having every band streaming at their fingertips, so they want the same kind of variety in concert. In New York, I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.
And the Wall Street Journal today has a piece about the corporate tax reduction strategy of the online craft marketplace Etsy. The piece suggests Etsy is not using the most aggressive tax schemes, but that the Brooklyn-based company putting some of its intellectual property in Ireland for tax reasons might be at odds with Etsy's down-to-earth image. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.